Good day, dear colleagues. First of all, I am very grateful to participate in this very important forum. We came from the Multipolar World Forum last April. Later, there was the African Forum, followed by an Iberian-American Forum. And now it's the turn of Europe. Now it's our moment to move forward. The reality of the times in which we live shows a European Union that in no way acts as a European pole in the world, but it's a dirty follower of liberal globalism based in the West. The governments of its member states are only local puppets, with a very few exceptions. We can expect nothing from the ruling oligarchy, which exchange its essence and dignity for money and medals. There are people outside Europe who really believe that Europeans benefit from being part of the hegemonic core, that we are all receive benefits for being part of this globalist hegemonic center. Nothing to do with this reality. The first to receive the globalist blow are the European peoples, along with all their culture, religion, history, and languages. We are not the beneficiaries of globalism. We are the first to suffer it. We are condemned. We are doomed to have a political oligarchy that puts its interest before above everything else, that uses Europeans as the first tools in its wars and global interferences, and when the problems they generated reach Europe, they leave the consequences in front of ordinary Europeans, common people. And furthermore, the oligarchy, the globalist oligarchy, tells to Europeans that they are guilty of the situation and must take the consequences without complaint. Since 2022, continental and global events have accelerated. All global trends have deepened. The special military operation of Russia in Ukraine changed everything in the world, starting with the epidemic, with the pandemics of COVID-19, which suddenly disappeared from the headlines. Putin put an end to the coronavirus, it was jocularly said in Spain. However, the political oligarchy of the European Union and the member states are now threatening us with new pandemics and lockdowns. And in the event that another pandemic is not convincing, they already advanced the future climatic lockdowns. The goal is clear: control through fear, poverty for society and wealth for the elite. A future where the common European people lives under fears and limitations in all aspects of life, while the globalist political and economic oligarchy will enjoy all the luxuries, transports and technologies. In short, we live in a period of historical change. We are living unique moments and unrepeatable opportunities. And we are all here. We can be actors. We can be the actors and architects of profound change throughout our Europe. Defeat is certain, is sure. And doing nothing is enough. So we have only victory left to achieve. The establishment has enormous material resources, but it doesn't have the truth on its side, and it also leaves a trail of growing contradictions. It's enough to hold the truth and use the contradictions of the system against the system. We are the ultimate catechon. Of course, all the above may sound very theoretical as simple ideas, and certainly due to time constraints, I cannot develop them here in as much as depth as I would like to do. Thus, offering more concrete action, I propose to work on three internal levels of three internal levels to tirelessly forge a future European pole. That means a truly sovereign global pole, one more gigant in a world of other gigants with the same ideas of a radically sovereign multipolar world, naturally diverse and above all, rejecting any global hegemony that will seek to rise all over the world. Accordingly, I put forward three areas of internal work for the formation of a European pole. Top level, strategy, all of Europe. Intermediate level, Grand Tactic, each great space of Europe. And minimum level, tactics, each country. From these three internal areas, we can extend three other areas of external work. That means maximum level strategy from the European pole to another pole, intermediate level Grand Tactics from a great space of Europe to great space of another pole, and in minimum level tactic from one European country to another country of another pole. So I have expressed it in the singular form for the sake of brevity, but there could be multiple combinations at all levels. In short, this can be a way from which to begin the creation of a European multipolar working structure, or better, from which to continue, advance and deepen the work that all of us have already been doing for many years. As for the great spaces, I understand them as intermediate spaces whose layout can be formed by questions of geographic and cultural proximity. For example, Mediterranean Europe, Central Europe, Balkan Europe, Northern Europe, and insular Northwestern Europe. Of course, there are countries that clearly fit into a large exclusive space, a great exclusive space, and other countries that border several, that are in the middle of several great spaces. From my point of view, whoever can and wants to contribute the most, go ahead. Quality and goodwill can never be wasted. And at the end of the day, all great spaces are areas of integration, and therefore we all must contribute with our best talents for the common good. In conclusion, as I mentioned earlier, that we are the ultimate catechon, and this is not an overestimation. We are the ultimate catechon. If our generation fails and goes down in defeat, there will be no more Europe, either as a whole or as individual countries. We are the last chance. All that remains is to fight our way to victory. Thanks to you for your attention.